Hello, and welcome to Loving with Autism, sponsored by Unipi.com. I'm your host, Kate Scheel. And as this is Autism Awareness Month, we thought we'd do something a little bit different today. Today, we're celebrating a member of the autism community, Casey Bolton, and we're going to shine a light on her company, Bayou Blend Apparel. Welcome, Casey. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited.
Of course. We're so excited to hear about your company. So how did you get involved in the autism community?
Well, I got involved because my family got involved. My son was diagnosed with autism in 2017. And so once it just became a part of our lives, that's how I became an advocate. And that's how the business developed.
Mm-hmm. And why, like you said, you became an advocate. Is that something that you feel like, can you explain that a little bit more? Because it's
sure,
hard to
absolutely.
Kind of explain how you just like plop into a community and then you kind of have to, you know, navigate your way around.
Sure. Well, I'm a pretty passionate person just by nature. And when I was going through the steps of trying to figure out what was going on with my son, I took him to several places to get evaled. And it was like he wasn't autistic enough. We kept running into the problem where, you know, he was 2 years old and he was maybe too young, or, you know, he didn't show all the signs, but he did also have characteristics of someone on the spectrum. Right. And so I really was fighting for him and becoming an advocate just as a mom. And so taking those necessary steps to try to find the help he needed, it then, I guess, kind of put a fire in my belly to want to do the same for other people. So my son, you know, like I was saying earlier, is he's high functioning and he's a low level. He did have signs of autism. He is autistic. But at the same time, like I was saying, for some places it just wasn't enough. And when we finally got our diagnosis and he started receiving the services he needed, because he did need the services, a whole light just shined through the cracks. And that's basically kind of what it felt like. You know, there was something there and he needed the help. And if we wouldn't have gotten him the help, he just would probably pushed aside and would have suffered deeply later in life. And by doing early intervention for him, giving him the services he needed, it just, it changed all of our lives. And so that's where I kind of became an advocate, because I say I'm an advocate for a lot of people whose kids almost are in that gray area. You know, they say it is a spectrum. It really is a spectrum. Right. And, you know, and you say that motto, when you meet one person with autism, you truly meet one person with autism. And just even the last couple of years, science has changed and right. The community has changed. So it's like every minute and every hour does count to more acceptance and understanding. So I could just honestly say, even just a few years ago, it was, you know, different back then. And so once we started going through the process, and it was such a relief. We have a local center here called the St. Nicholas Center for Children. And it was the first time that he was kind of validated and started receiving all the services he needed under one roof. And
wow.
it just changed everything. And from there, meeting other parents in the waiting room and the waiting area while we, you know, we're going to pick up our kids.
And I'm sure commiserated about the experience.
You do. And, yeah. You know, and there's a lot of frustration there, but there's also a lot of hope and there's a lot of love. I can't even begin to, you know, to say how many great friendships I have met just sitting in a waiting room. You know, when you are going through the steps of any kind of situation with your children where you have to be their voice, you know, whether it is for something for special needs or just something, I guess, you know, at the school, it's becomes a common ground for parents, and especially I think those in our community, to be able to have a safe place to talk about, you know, what your experiences are is incredible. And so that's kind of why I became an advocate, just from me personally, like I said, being a warrior mom from my own child, but then also meeting other kids and other parents and just getting energized and excited about helping other people and just getting involved.
Yeah, I love that, like what you're saying about the camaraderie, like, you know, you kind of have to like find those friendships, you know, all of a sudden you find yourself, you know, getting along with, you know, having these shared experiences, right. And then it makes it even more bonding because you're like, oh, I went through that too. And oh my gosh. Like,
well, I think it's the vulnerability of it all. I mean, when you are on your knees begging for help, yeah. You're vulnerable and you need totally. Help and you have to put your trust in other people. And, you know, when you are releasing your children into a center and to therapists, that's what you're doing. You're trusting them to give them the help they need that you can't do on your own. And of course, you know, you can learn certain things to do at home, but and do with your children, but it's essentially you're handing them over. And, you know, it's scary and it's a risk, and there's real fears that go along with that. And like I, you know, was mentioning earlier, with fear, there is hope. And so either way, you know, you're having tears of joy. You're also having tears of just frustration. You know, it's pretty crazy because I remember just being in my car and, I was just bawling my eyes out. I took my son to the center for like the first time of I think he was starting behavioral therapy at that point. And, you know, he was wanting me. And it was just difficult. You know, he couldn't really communicate. I couldn't communicate. It was just kind of a sufferable situation. And I was in my car crying my eyes out. And one of my girlfriends who happened to be going through the same thing. Our sons were diagnosed 6 months apart. Oh, wow. And which was a true gift.
Thankfully, so you weren't like completely isolated in it.
Well, she saw me crying and she just ripped my car door open and just held me. Oh, wow. And she knows how much that means to me, but she also knows because somebody did the same thing for her. Oh, wow. And, you know, and I've seen a friend of mine whose son, you know, just ran out to the street and almost get hit by a car and, you know, and hug her. And, you know, and some of these parents I'm involved with, you know, day to day, outside of the center, but most of them, it was just because we were constantly with each other there. Our kids were on the same schedule, and it really does create a true bonding experience if you allow yourself to be vulnerable to it.
Mm-hmm. That's truly wonderful. I mean, it's such a beautiful, the way that you say that there's hope and fear, it's such a beautiful statement too. And I think that there's a lot of like camaraderie in the shared experience of all of that vulnerability and all that, you know, essentially it's kind of like a, I mean, I wouldn't want to say traumatizing, but it is kind of like a shock to the system to like, okay, I have to go through all of this and to stare down a long road ahead of you and to be able to take one step at a time and right. Look to your left and look to your right and say, hey, we're all walking forward one step at a time. It's really
And Kate, you know beautiful. That as a mom too.
Oh, my
you know?
Gosh. Yeah.
I mean you probably can completely understand, you know, that you can have polarizing emotions at the same time, but yeah,
you're like, I feel something, but someone's telling me one thing, but I kind of feel like I know there's more to this. Like, you know, I don't know. I have a lot of trust and a lot of faith, in my pediatrician, but sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't know. Like if what my mom gut is telling me goes beyond what you're saying to me. Exactly.
You have to, because that's what happened with us. We had so many people say, oh, just wait, or, oh, he's a boy, or, oh, and I have that typical story, you know, it was like the 17 months they were talking and then the 24 months they stopped talking. Like I kind of have that traditional story with my son. And I remember being like, well, wait, he's not saying like five words. This isn't right. This isn't just about being a boy. Like this is something isn't right, you know, happening here. And I could just see it like in his eyes that he was wanting to communicate in some way, but he just, there was like a disconnect, you know, and he just needed help, finding that connection. And, I always speak out to go with that gut and never stop. If you know, I talked to a mom yesterday. I get a lot of phone calls from friends and even people I don't know who kind of know about my story because I was kind of that, you know, maybe, you know, part of the spectrum, I guess to say. And she and I have been talking about this for years about one of her kids. And sure enough, a therapist recommended for her to do an evaluation. And, you know, we just talked about the fact that you just got to go with your gut and just do it and not be scared. You can't be scared of a diagnosis. I mean, and I would say that's with everything in life, any kind of illness or mental illness or whatever comes at you. You can't live in that place of complete fear, because again, there's hope. And when you can get past any kind of verbiage, that's when the real bravery and courage comes out.
Right. And the help for them, like finally, I'm sure so many little doors opened, like piece by piece. I'm sure it was like beautiful to see.
Well, and the validation. Grew.
Yeah.
The validation
I can't even imagine. Like, that was probably epic.
Like, oh my gosh, okay, see, yes, I'm not, you know, my gut is right, you know. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you know, it's a real thing. And it was so liberating too, because it's so frustrating as a parent and just as an individual when you know something is wrong and you can't fix it.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I love your story. And why, so with all this, the autism community, everything, what happened to make you channel this into a clothing company? Why did you choose to?
Well, because again, it was an in-house thing. I'd put a shirt on him and he'd take it off, and put another shirt on him and he'd take it off. And at that time, he really couldn't vocalize what was, you know, the problem. Mm-hmm. And fortunately through occupational therapy, we were able to really kind of manage it, because he just would strip. I was like, we can't go to a restaurant. This right. kid will just start stripping. And I can't explain to people what's going on.
Exactly.
I know. And then we're in like food therapy, going to our local Mexican restaurant, like spilling salsa on him and trying to teach him not just take off his shirt, you know, like to have, you know, right. to know that it's okay, maybe once you get home, but not in public. And so it really kind of just started within our own home. And I was traveling in California on business for my husband, and we found a store there called the Soul Project. And I mentioned them even on my website, because it really, the inspiration in a seed was planted with them. And they had these really cool, just surfer inspired graphic t-shirts, and the fabric was just really soft, and they gave back to their local community. Mm-hmm. And that happened to be some of their shirts were the only ones that he would keep on. So I kind of like dissected them and tried to figure out what made this, you know, what makes this fabric different? What makes mm-hmm. this seam different? And it just kind of evolved from there. And I had this literally light bulb moment when they talk about this aha, like, you know, Oprah moments. It was all of a sudden, it was like, I could do this. I'm going to start a line. And I was having a conversation with Christy, who's the director of St. Nicholas Center. And she had complimented me on one of his shirts. And like, where'd you get it? I'm like, oh, it was in California, blah, blah, blah. And we're just in the middle of a conversation. And I said, oh, you know, wouldn't it be great if somebody, you know, created a line and gave back to, you know, autism, like, and everything was sensory friendly, but it was like t-shirts and really cool graphic t-shirts. So it kind of took away the stigmatism of autism. And I'm sitting there saying, wouldn't it be so great if somebody did that? And then I looked at her and I said, I'll be right back. And I didn't even, that's all I said to her. I go, I'll be right back. And I went back. I mean, she's just, we're in the middle of a conversation. And I go, I'll be right back. And I went in my car and I burst into tears. And I had this overwhelming, that aha light bulb special moment where you're like just connected with your soul. And I just knew, this is it. This is my purpose. And it's coming through and I've got to do this. And all of a sudden it was like, once I said to God, the universe, you know, to myself, I can do this. I accept this. It was like the floodgates opened and I had a name immediately and I had designs just start popping in my head. And it was like, a switch came on and I couldn't turn it off. And I'm still like that ever since.
That's awesome.
So then I went on the research, you know, trail and, you know, touched about every fabric that's imaginable and figured out, the right printing process that I wanted to use and a cocktail of inks to make the graphic t-shirts sensory friendly, because most graphic shirts use Plastisol ink, which you can feel it's on top of the fabric.
Yeah.
Where
I know exactly what you're talking about. It doesn't, I have one of your shirts actually. And that doesn't feel like that at all. This is like,
well, no. Yeah. Because it's within the fabric and it's also, it's basically, it has that vintage feel and it's the printing method and it's the inks and just, and that was the whole idea, because when I would put graphic t-shirts on my son, initially he would touch it and he just didn't, you know, he didn't like it. So that's kind of where that started to get, you know, heavily more sophisticated, I guess, when I, you know, started to really kind of figure out what I wanted to do on the side of the actual merchandise. And then I had a real clear vision of wanting to give back to the autism community. And at first I was kind of just played with the idea of donating a dollar, you know, what are different ways I can do with this? And then I just found myself just giving away t-shirts all the time. I just can't, again, help it. So then it turned into, oh, okay, to heck with it. When you buy a tea, I'll give a tea. And that's kind of awesome. Where I'm at with my, and I call it the Give Back Bayou Blend program.
That's awesome. So how'd you come up with like the slogans or like the messages on your clothing?
Well, kind of like what I said earlier, it just pops in my head. I mean, at the most random times, but at the same time, it's usually when, you know, my mind's quiet, like when I'm driving or, you know, just taking a shower, you know, it's those times like right before you fall asleep. Other ways I'm just influenced by what's out there. You know, what's trending at the moment, or, just the fact that I am an 80s baby and, I love a good retro t-shirt. I don't know if you remember, I mean, those shirts, what is it called? Like Ocean Pacifica or something. It was Ocean. I mean, my brother had all the shirts and like Hypercolor was like a thing when I was a kid, you know, so like all those, like, and I love that look. And I love, you know, that a feel of a vintage tee and the look of a vintage tee. Yes. So that's kind of what,
I think, because there's so many of us that are like 80s babies dressing their, you know, children. I think there's like, we that's our aesthetic still. So we're like,
it is.
We want like,
I have a new shirt. I have a new shirt that's coming out that I thought of just recently that's going to be launched in summer. And it was, I mean, I'm sure if you're 80s baby and a girl, you know the movie True Beverly Hills. And I'm like, I started thinking about True Beverly Hills. And then I thought about the Beverly Hills Hotel, you know, their font. And I thought, oh, wouldn't it be great? Like, it all kind of just, I'm like, oh, wouldn't it be great if it said this? Things just kind of lead, you know, to another. And with the autism messages, the Wear Autism line, a lot of them just come from a place of home. Autism counts at that time when I created that one. My son, I would just hear 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, over and over and over. And I was like, gosh, he's always counting. And I was like, counts, you know, it's when there's again, and I'm like, oh, and then a peace sign. Oh, it'd be great. Cause it's the number two. So I kind of love anything that could be a double entendre and just a play on words. You know,
it's so creative. It's very creative.
Well, thank you.
Like,
well, the beginning,
your mind works in those many, like this to this to this. That's awesome.
It's like I said, it's a domino effect. And the beginning ones were for sure inspired a lot by him and our personal circumstances. But it has started to change a little bit, evolve now that I kind of know my customer better, and I'm seeing who is, you know, purchasing the shirts, and I'm kind of going into a more broader, I guess, look with inclusion and spectrum as like my most recent tees on those, which I love those. Spectrum is seriously a throwback on that 80s vibe, and inclusion, you can see that late 70s, and those have been really, really great sellers as well. So that's just how they come. They really just honestly come from inspiration of other people, including my own family, and as well as other artists out there.
That's awesome. So now you have the Bayou Blend apparel. And did you, did I ask you? Oh my gosh, I think I didn't. But why Bayou Blend? Why is that the name?
So Bayou Blend apparel came to my mind immediately. Part of it is I literally do live on a bayou.
Oh, wow. Well,
so where I live, and it's so funny because whenever I talk to like my vendors in California, they're like Bayou, and I'm like, it's Bayou. But so when I say that one hits close to home, it really literally hits close to home. Blend is the idea of that we all are kind of a blend. I have three lines. I want to call the LA to LA line. And that goes on the whole idea that these shirts are like surfer, West Coast vibes, but it's kind of got that Southern charm undertone to it. And so they're bi-coastal, and a spirituality line because I myself lean heavily on my own faith. And of course the Wear Autism line, because that is something that else is a part of my blend. And so it kind of reflects my own life, and that we are all a blend of something. And it's also kind of literal with my fabrics. I use a lot of blended fabrics, and from, you know, organic cotton to tri blends. So it kind of just encompasses the whole company from aesthetic to, you know, just the mission.
I totally, it's so clear too. And on the website, which is it shopbayoublend.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Shop by, yeah, on the website, it's like so beautifully laid out in those, you know, those blends, as you like, we're all so many pieces basically, you know.
And I think
that's really beautiful.
Thank you. And I have a fantastic graphic designer. Her name is Megan Fano, and she's phenomenal. And she also was a part of my life before my son got diagnosed. And the friend that I was telling you about, who her son 6 months apart from my son, Megan was his babysitter. So she's like part of the family. And she immediately came to my mind whenever I started the company. And I mean, she and I have been emailing all day today, and she's a new mom. So it's so funny because she's like, my mom's here to help. And I'm like, okay, my mom's here to help. So let's start working. Right. But, you know,
calling all moms.
Yeah. And, but I work with people who just get it and who are involved somehow. And I think you have to have a heart, you know, and a passion for what is trying to be conveyed. I don't think it would translate to the audience otherwise if it wasn't coming from a place of love. Mm-hmm. And Megan and I are work so well together because, I mean, I'm constantly like, you know, scratching sketches. And I mean, I'm not a graphic artist, but I can, you know, I can hold my own with creativity. Yeah. And I can explain it. A lot of times I can articulate it, and then she will put it together and say, is this what you're thinking? And, you know, 8 out of 10 times it's perfect. And then it's just, you know, a little tweaking, a little there. Majority of the time it's just her saying, wait a minute, you have to just calm down and get a little bit more clear with me because I get too excited. Prompt, yeah, about everything. And so she's also helps run my website, and it's just it's really helpful to have one person to do different tasks in the company. Even though it can be challenging for all of us, but it's good because we also have a hand and a grip on what's going on.
Yeah, it's so important. Is there another arena that you wanted to expand Bayou Blend Apparel into?
Well, I kind of already have with the fleece, the sweatshirts and the hoodies. That was something that I got to check off on my list in the last couple of years. And it's been the last 2 years, but really the last year, they've just kind of really took off and doing very well. So I'm going to keep expanding on that. Denim is something I get asked about a lot. And that is something that I would love to do. It's like a whole nother animal, but I am starting to research fabrics for a denim line. Not sure when it's going to happen.
Because it goes hand in hand.
Like it does.
The graphic tee and the denim.
And it also goes hand in hand with sensory processing disorder or anybody who has sensory sensitivity. Because, I mean, I haven't told you, but whenever we were going through everything in occupational therapy about my son and his sensory sensitivity, we then realized that our daughter had it too. And she just kind of got pushed aside, unfortunately, when we were so heavy involved with him, that those red flags got missed. And until we started learning more about sensory processing disorder, we were like, oh my gosh, this is already happening in our family. How did, you know, we just missed it. And she actually, of all the two, has had the most difficult time, and she's not autistic. So going back to being an advocate, that's something I also stress with my company and just with, you know, being vocal in the community, is that, you know, you don't have to have sensory, you don't have to be autistic to have sensory processing disorder. And she has a really difficult time with blue jeans, with any kind of denim. And again, thank goodness, you know, thank you, OTs, I love you. I mean, occupational therapy, oh my gosh, it's the best. But it's been able to help manage it to a point. But it was something that was another challenging aspect in our home. And it's also for a lot of people. So I do get emails from customers. I get asked a lot about socks, but I don't think I'm going in the sock industry anytime soon. There's other people out there doing a great job, but I really would say
there's a lot of socks out there.
Yeah. But I do think denim, like you mentioned, does.
I had no idea either of the extremes of denim. So I think that it's definitely a new question that wants to be answered. If people are asking you all about it.
For sure.
Did you go to Rwanda recently? Do you want to tell us a little bit about your trip?
I did. So I donated some teas to an autism center in Rwanda. Gosh, that was last summer. And my friend Tasha Cordish, who headed up the team who went there, brought the shirts for me and sent me the most beautiful pictures of all these kids wearing the t-shirts. And I couldn't wait to hear feedback from them. You know, I use my own family as a focus group, and I talk to friends and family, and, you know, but anybody new who's wearing the shirts, I'm so hungry for the feedback and where I can get stronger with the product, and to see just how people relate to it, and especially internationally, like, how's this going to translate? Were these kids, are they going to be, you know, are they going to like this? Is this something that, you know, will be attractive to them? And when she brought over shirts, she brought over Bayou Blend and also some other t-shirts that were used as for fundraising. And mm-hmm. she was telling the story about one little boy in particular who had on the fundraiser shirt and took it off and put my Bayou Blend shirt back on.
Oh.
I was like, yes.
She was like, no, this is my shirt.
You don't need words to, you know, you don't need words, right? You just need body language to know what people, you know, want. And it was just so great to hear. And so when a team was going back, I just knew I couldn't miss the opportunity to go. And I went as a mom, I went as an advocate, I went just as a servant. It wasn't a business proposition by any means. I donated some more shirts, but I was there to work, and we helped basically make the school happy. They didn't have anything. I mean the school was so vacant. It did not look like the typical classroom. And these kids have very, very little. And these therapists are, everything's so new for them. So they were getting trained while a few of us were putting up letters and numbers on the walls. And it was mind blowing. I mean, I had one teacher come in and he was so excited, jumping up and down when he saw that I put numbers from 1 to 10 up on his wall. And he said, mm-hmm. I've always wanted to teach the kids numbers this way. And he touched them across the wall. Mm-hmm. And I know, I want to cry thinking about it. And I burst into my tears. And I said, well, just wait till I put up the letters. You know, like,
yeah, the letters are going to blow you away.
Yeah. If you're this excited about numbers, you just wait till you get the alphabet, sir. You know, but it was so enlightening. And and seeing the kids, how they just interact with a soccer ball, and again, and not being verbal, and also there being a language barrier. And it was a really cool experience.
It's so like crazy how the nonverbal, how you can just, you can see joy. You know,
oh my
like,
gosh,
it's
you
so,
can see it all.
So
I mean,
clear. Exactly.
And all emotions so
all
clear.
All emotions so clear. Yeah. But it's, yeah, that's epic. That sounds like an epic trip.
It was.
So thankful that you shared that with us. So, like, people can find your clothing on shopbayoublend.com. Is there anything else? Any other sites or?
Well, I have the one website, shopbyblend.com. I keep my social media handle the same, just to keep it easy for everyone. It's shopbyblend on Instagram, on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, but I rarely tweet.
Right.
And I'm mostly heavy on the social media, and I encourage people to sign up for the emails, because I do send out secret sales and just also blog a little bit through the emails, especially like with the whole Rwanda experience. But I wanted to offer your listeners a discount of 20% off if they use the code MATCH20. So MATCH, MATCH 20, and they'll get 20% off of the entire line.
Oh, that's awesome. So yeah. Match 20, is it capital?
Does yes, it matter? All capitalized. Oh, it is.
Okay, all capitalized. Mm-hmm. Match 20.
Good question.
Thank you so much. That's so awesome. Thank you for offering that. That was a great surprise. So,
well, I love
Shop Value Blend.
I love what you guys are doing. And I was so incredibly lucky to meet Thomas when we were on the show on the Spectrum together. And, you know, this is a community and that's what it's about. It's about constantly reaching out and networking with on a business and a personal perspective. And anything that I can continue to do for you guys, I'm here. And I know he feels that, knows that, and Thomas has done the same for me. And I think that really just expresses what this community truly is about.
That's awesome and wonderful. And I know he speaks so highly of you and your company. And I'm so grateful that you were able to share your story and a little bit about your company and speak to so many beautiful things that we heard from. I'm taking away so much just meeting you. So I saw your site and I was like, oh, she seems so cool. I'm like a little intimidated, but like,
well, Megan but like, put my picture on there. And she's like, I know you're going to kill me. You'll put your picture on there. I'm like, oh, I'm so over that. After Rwanda, I'm like, I'm just over. Like, I don't care what I look like. I don't care with, you know, no, it, you awesome. Just got to be authentic and you got to be yourself. Yeah. And I want people to know me as best as they can and know the story. So this has been a great opportunity and I cannot thank you enough. Anytime I can share my story, I just hope it can help others, give them something relatable, something inspiring, and just and truly to know that I am an open book and I am available. I do have customers reach out to me all the time. You know, I have the disclaimer, I'm not a therapist, I'm just a parent, but I have my own experiences and I'm happy to share them.
Well, thank you so much for sharing them today. And I mean, it was just like an epic conversation. I can't wait to see more from you in the future. And I'm sure hopefully we'll do some more things again, collaborations, I don't know what co means, collaborations again.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
Social media. We can find you Instagram. It's still Bayou Blend or is it Shop Bayou Blend?
Shop Bayou Blend.
Shop Bayou Blend on Instagram and Facebook and also shopbayoublend.com. And thank you so much for joining us this evening. Make sure to follow Loving with Autism and Unipi on Instagram and Facebook. And check out UNEEPI, unipi.com to find your missing piece. Thanks again, Casey. Thank you so much.
Thank you.